Second Peter, the epistle of Peter, chapter 1. It's one of the most profound chapters on enlarging your faith. Enlarging your faith. Expanding your faith. Making your faith more aggressive. The three words I've said: enlarging, expanding, and making your faith more what? Aggressive. To partake of the divine benefits that your Father have provided for you through the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the capacity, because when you were born again, Romans 12:3 says he gave you the measure of faith. And all you got to do now is build on that, right? Yes, every child of God has the amount of faith they need. All they need to do is build on it. Understand how it functions. We're talking about enlarging, expanding. Yes. Are we talking about enlarged, expanded, aggressive faith? Okay? Show it to you. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture. Now, one of the most precious thing you have is lack precious faith. Write that down. Lack, your faith is just like Jesus' faith. Now, I'm going to say something that will be a little throwing to you, but I want you to hear it. Your faith is just like the Holy Ghost's faith. You never heard that before, did you? I never heard it either. But your faith is just like the Holy Ghost's faith. You can operate in the same dimension the Holy Ghost operates in. You could operate in the same dimension in this world that Jesus operated in. Actually, your faith is the same faith that God had. Oh, that's right, brother. Oh, my goodness. And you think I'm going to lose? And you think I'm going to be defeated with this kind of faith in me? No, no, baby, it's all over. You understand? Now, here's what we're going to deal with this morning. Enlarging your faith, or enlarging my faith capacity for the God kind of help. Enlarging my faith capacity for the God kind of help. There's a certain, Marcus, there's a certain unconsciousness about health that we have to deal with. We are healthy unconscious. And that's in our soul. And the spirit want to pump that in our soul, the consciousness of that you have a divine right to walk in healing and health and live a long, satisfied life. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Healing? Say it.
Health
and a long, satisfied life. And I tell you what that long, satisfied life is in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. So you just go ahead and peep at it right now. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. I want you to peep at what he's talking about. And then the last verse in Psalm 91. The last verse in Psalm 91. Now I'm preaching different now. Listen. Genesis 6, 3 points out what that long, satisfied life is. 120 years.
Yes, sir.
Snow him song. You see that? 120. What? 120. Well, the only person who can bring that back, or the only people who can bring that back, you know who they are?
We.
The church.
Church.
The believer. We're the only one can bring that back. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And then there in Psalm 91, 16, I wonder if this person who said this is a liar. No, he's the Messiah.
Yes,
with long life will I satisfy him, and I'm going to show it to him. See, when he says show, salvation means health and long life. The word salvation. See, you say, I'm saved. Well, you saved. You saved to eternal life, abundant life, and long life. Eternal life, say it.
Eternal life.
Abundant life.
And long life
belong to me. Some of y'all didn't point. Because I can't do it for you, baby. I can tell you about it, but I'll tell you, it belonged to you. I mean, commercials and the world system and man ability cannot produce this. You're going to have to get it. Watch what I'm going to say now. In your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. You got to get it from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And they all are in this book called the Bible.
Amen.
All right? Now, your capacity to live will increase this morning. Your capacity to make the... Oh, my goodness. Your watch this now. Your capacity to make right decisions will increase this morning. Because your spirit and your soul and your senses are going to be in harmony. Your spirit, your soul, you listen to me?
Yes, sir.
And your senses. Now you see, you say, oh, now they told me my senses. No, that ain't what Hebrews 5 said. Hebrews 5 says you can get to a point where you can exercise your senses according to what your spirit is saying.
Yes.
That's in Hebrews 5. You look in the latter part of Hebrews 5. It's immaturity to believe that the spirit can't run everything. Because, you listening?
Yes.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Go there. I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost here. The Bible says 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, right?
Yes,
he's a new creature, a new creation. All things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Right?
Yes.
Other words, he become born again in his spirit. All right? Now, what's keeping me from walking in a full life like I should? I mean, you know, I'm doing all right, but what... I know some old things I'm supposed to be walking in. What keeps me from walking in those things? Being rightly divided. Go to Hebrews 4:12. Mm-hmm. Being rightly divided. What I say?
Being rightly divided.
Being rightly divided. The only thing that can rightly divide me is what?
The Word of God.
I can't hear y'all over there.
Word of God.
All right, the only thing. Because now how can Kutsalapashaya? Now, even now and then, y'all have a voice on me. How can, you had Hebrews 4:12, right?
Yes.
So is the word of God divide your spirit, soul, and your body, right?
Yes.
Now, I want you to look at the end of that 12th verse, the last statement. It is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart, or the intent of the soul, or the intent of the inner man.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So that means the only way I get in trouble is through my soul, through my thinking. I can't get in trouble in my spirit. Oh, you didn't hear me? My spirit never take me in trouble. It's either my soul or my senses that causing me to miss my blessing.
Yes.
And cause me to live like only thing I know is science. No, I have the right to live in the spirit.
Yes,
say it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And the spirit is God Himself. So the Spirit said to tell you, we're going to read in a minute. From this day forward, He wants you to pay divine attention to yourself. Stop thinking normal. You're a new creature. You have power. You have glory on the inside of you. The kingdom on the inside of you. Jesus Christ on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. God Himself. Oh my God. On the inside of me. God Himself is on the inside of me. Jesus lives on the inside of me. Let Him out. John 6:63. Before I read the scripture, I'm going to prep you for this. You're increasing the capacity of your faith to operate in the God kind of health. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Health is not known in the body of Christ. The body of Christ only knows healing, laying on of hand. You're immature if somebody got to lay hand on you. You don't even know who you belong to. You don't know what belongs to you. You're in a line for somebody else to do it for you for the next 50 years. You find it, say every line they call, I ain't going in none of them. I don't need no line. I need to come up from the inside. I don't need nothing happening on the outside. I need hands to be laid on me from the inside. I need to be mature enough to say, Lord, I'm gonna take your word and let you lay your hand on me. Bunch of babies. All you're making, bunch of babies. Just keep laying hand on them. Yeah, bunch of babies. I know the Bible says lay hand on the sick. That's for people who just got in the church. No, no better. Yes. You'll be laying on hand on probably been in the church 50 years, and you laying hand on them. For what? They ought to be laying hand on you. Grow up. Yes, sir. That's what the Lord is saying. Grow up. All right. Then John 6:63. It is the Spirit that make alive. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are what? Spirit. You know what the secret of that voice is? Let me tell you the secret of that voice before I go in my text. The secret of the voice is the word that I speak to you. Amen. Not to the group. Amen. What is God going to say to you this morning? There's a man with his whole family. But they got to be individual, yeah. You got to speak to his daughter. He here with his daughter. But what God going to say to his daughter? Because God talked to everybody individually. Tell him, Lord, say what you want to say to me this morning. I know I need some things I need to change. And I want to know exactly how to do it. I will obey you. See. See, the word is not talking about that book you're holding in your hand. That book can't talk to you. Them pages can't talk. It's the Spirit. The letter. Come on, son. Without the Spirit, it's dead. I don't want no whole lot of letters. A, B, C, D, F, G. I want Jesus. Yes, I want J-E-S-U-S. Yes. Talk to me. Yes. I don't want the alphabet talking to me this morning. I want Jesus talking to me. Yes. All right, now let's go. In 2 Peter, go there. This is so profound, children, because 2 Peter is exposing you to your divine, godlike nature and how it works. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I want you to get this one. Oh, Holy Spirit, push it. You are an overruler.
Yes, sir.
So every time Satan says something to you, you tell him, you stand up and say, you overrule. Matter of fact, stand up and tell him right now. Stand up and tell him right now. Say, you overrule anything. Listen, oh my God. Anything you're dealing with, I told you I'll come back to another pastor. Anything you're dealing with right now, in a few moments, I don't care what it is, I don't care if it's your body, your finances, your family, your marriage, as a request you got out, anything you're dealing with now and you asking God for it and Satan telling you you can't have it, I want you right now to tell him, Satan, you're overruled in the name of Jesus. Now watch what start happening to you. Watch what start happening in your life. You just overruled him. You never told him that. You overruled. I'm a new creature. I have authority over you in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Satan, you overrule. In the name of Jesus. You're not going to destroy my life. You're not going to destroy my family. You're not going to destroy my body. You're not going to destroy my finances. You're not going to destroy my joy. You're not going to destroy my peace. You're not going to destroy my happiness. You overrule. I wish I had somebody shout with me up in here. Do you know or do you recognize or do you realize what's just happened to you from heaven? I got my joy back. My joy is not based on a feeling. My joy is not based on what people are saying around me. My joy is on the inside of me. I can shout while I'm crying. I can dance while I'm hurting. Because I know it's temporary. If I keep dancing, the hurt going to leave. Hallelujah. Cancer is overruled. Diabetes is overruled. Heart problem is overruled. Back problem is overruled in this house today because I said, and I have divine authority and anointing. Time for the real church to come alive. It's to just singing all these songs and dancing and jumping. No, we need to know something. We need to know we got power. Sit down. Get some of these points out to you there. 2 Peter. I'm reading about your new creaturehood. If that's such a word, that's my word. Your new creaturehood. Your divine nature. Your sonship and daughtership. I'm going to call you daughters too. Okay, that's what we're reading about in the 2 Peter. You have to operate and function. Turn the air on them, all them big old air conditioners put on there. That's me or y'all? Y'all cool? Somebody said it's freezing up here, man. You don't even know how I'm. I'm gonna be hot in the Holy Ghost then. I really want to scream and run, but I got to teach, you know. I really just want to scream and just run all and jump on back of the seat. I really just want to shout. I really just want to run, man. You know, boy, I haven't had this in a long time. You heard what I said? I haven't had this, Larry, in a long time. When you hear me, shh, I haven't had that in a long time. It's back, though. It's back. Shh. It's back. Oh, yeah, it's back. Say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
And well.
And well.
And blessed.
And blessed.
Hallelujah. I try to look you in the eye if I can. See where you're at. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we're enlarging your faith or my faith capacity for the God kind of help. Sit down. Not man help. Man don't have no help. It's the God kind of help. I really respect doctors, but they don't have help. If a doctor, I mean, you had 25 doctors in you, I'll say that. See, it's the God kind of help. They can help you when you got problem, but they don't have help. I want to teach you how to get help from God. How to get you to where nothing, listen, Mark, what I'm about to say, where nothing is incurable. Write that down on your tablet. Nothing is incurable. Nothing is impossible. Woo, with God. That there's no stop sign. There's no limit. You better stop living a limited life. You can't be a member of this church living a limited life. Talking about, I can't go no further. What you mean you can't go no further? He make a way out of no way. Stop living by the newspaper and live by the Bible. Them news people don't know what they're talking about. They're guessing. Verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant and a what? Of who?
Jesus Christ.
To them that have what? To them that have what? Obtained what? With us through what? And our Savior, Jesus Christ. What a powerful verse. Then he goes on to say, the apostle, speak this over the body. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Not automatic. See what he say? Not automatic, though. What are you? Can I come through something? Through the knowledge of God. I'm going to try you out this morning. If Jesus, your Lord, get up and cut up. Now, one more time. Watch what I'm about to tell you now. You're really going to cut up now. He's looking at you. Say what? 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 Woo, he's my Lord. Woo, he's my Lord. Can you? Woo, he's what? He saw you. He saw you. Your next prayer gonna be so easy. You heard that? Your next prayer, he gonna answer before you finish. Because he saw you praising him. He saw you honoring him in public. not just in private. You need to own him in public. You need to cut up in the public about it. Point at somebody and say, I don't know if he's your Lord, but he's mine. Now cut up a little bit. Cut up. Cut up. All right. Sit down. Sit down. I told you he didn't come back to the same church. Ooh, Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a Burgess Smith kind of church here. Verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. From now on, nothing going to be added to your life. Nothing going to be added to your life. Look at it, verse. I want you to see it. Verse 2, no more addition. Look what is going to happen. Multiply. Do you know things happen faster when they multiply than when they're added? According, now I want you to look at verse 3. I want according. According as his divine power will give to us someday. What is that? You mean you got this now? You mean what I'm reading about? I'm gonna say it just like I'm gonna say it. I'm not going to say you have it. I'm going to say, you mean tell me you got it now? If what I'm reading, Pat, if I got this now, verse 3, according to his divine power, what has mean? Given unto us that pertain unto life and godliness. Now how? Here you go again. Now you remember? Oh, my goodness. You remember what he said in verse 2? Go back to verse 2. Got a word in there. Stop with a K. See, that's my job towards you. Preach knowledge to you. Don't just make you feel good, but preach knowledge. You see, when you got knowledge, when I go home and you go home, I don't have to worry about you. See, here he said in the third verse, according to the divine power that is given unto all things that pertain to life and God through the knowledge of him. See, if the knowledge is not there, none of this mean no good. Huh? So I'm up here just hooping and serenading you, and you won't have no knowledge. You're going to leave you just as ignorant as me. He got to manifest. We got to glorify him. Yes, he got to ride in our car. Yes, he got to be in the bathroom with us. Yes, he got to be in the kitchen with us. He got to be everywhere we go. He got to be on the lawnmower with us. Yes, everywhere we go, he got to be. To the knowledge of him that's called us to sickness and disease and being broke and. Mad with my husband, mad with my wife. No, to glory and virtue. Whereby given unto us exceeding, oh my God. Verse 4. Whereby given to us. Talking about born again believer. Exceeding great and precious promises. See that? And so he tells us what to do with him now. That by these you might be part, oh man, I'm about to throw this Bible up now, partakers of his divine nature. In other words, I can act like God. I can act like
like Jesus. I can act like the Holy Ghost. I don't have to drop down the pole. I don't have to drop down to John. I don't have to drop down to Ezekiel. I don't have to drop down to Moses. No, no, no. Moses didn't have what I got. Moses didn't have his nature. Y'all quiet. Yeah. Moses wasn't born again. Moses had connection, but I got credentials. Help me, boy. Help me, y'all boys. Help me. Moses was being like him, but I am him. You see it? Somebody help me pray then. Here's what the Spirit of God says right now. Discover yourself. And stop being disgusted. Stop being distracted by situation.
Thank you.
Knowing that I got everything covered for you. So say it, I'm covered.
I'm covered.
No matter what comes,
I'm already covered.
With grace, with peace,
with love,
with joy, with anointing, with authority,
with power.
I'm already covered. I know you can't get close to everybody, but look at somebody close to you. Tell them I'm already covered. With glory,
with grace,
with goodness. Body, you heal. Right now. I'm talking to you like a God. I'm your master. You're not my master. You're not going to tell me how I feel. You're not going to tell me how I'm going to live. Get your hand off my body, Satan. I bind you. I got authority over you. In the name that is above every name. Jesus.
Jesus.
See, that divine nature coming out of you. That's a divine nature.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
The divine, letting your divine nature out.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
See? Very, very, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain.
You've
got to say it from your divine nature. Your divine nature fuels faith. Uh-oh, sit down, write it down. Your divine nature fuels is faith. So every time you're using faith, your divine nature, Mildred, your divine nature is coming out of you. Every time you use faith, every time faith come out your mouth, your divine nature or your God-like nature is coming out of you. Satan cannot stop you when you know your faith is speaking in divine nature.
Thank you, Lord.
Anytime you use this book and speak it by faith, your divine nature is releasing God out of your mouth.
Thank you, Father.
That's why Mark 11:23. See, faith, ooh, Lord, have mercy.
We come into Revelation. Faith is God's divine nature in action. Good God Almighty, John, you heard that? Wow! Faith. Every time I use my faith, Satan wants me to stay in feeling. But I trust him. Now faith. What what Hebrews 11 and 1 say? Is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Huh? So when I'm operating in faith, I'm operating in my divine nature. So the substance and the evidence are already there. I don't care how I feel. I don't care how I look. I don't care what nobody else is saying. The substance and the evidence already been spoken. And what Isaiah 55:11 says? Huh? See, faith and the word of God, they are synonymous. Faith, the word of God, and God are synonymous. Wait a minute, you ain't heard me. Faith, the word of God, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the kingdom are synonymous. So when I'm speaking in faith, I'm speaking kingdom language. When I speak in faith, I'm speaking heavenly language. When I speak in faith, all the angels go to work. All the angels. You think you're going to keep me sick? You think you're going to keep me depending on a bottle? No, I'm about to holler, baby. I'm about to holler, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Anybody, here's what I'm getting in my spirit now. Anybody who has been pinned down is about to turn around. You heard me? Anybody who's been pinned down in any situation by the glory of God in this house this morning, you about to have a turnaround. Not pinned down, but turn around. Not pinned down, but I'm moving again. I'm turning around. If you've been pinned down in your finances, you're about to have a turnaround. If you've been pinned down in your health, you're about to have a turnaround. If you've been pinned down in your marriage, you're about to have a turnaround. Turnaround, turnaround, turnaround. I got a turnaround, glory. I came to church this morning. I got a turnaround in my life. I wasn't feeling too good. Somebody said, I wasn't feeling too good when I came here. I ain't saying that though. But I wasn't feeling too good when I come here. And I'm coming to church because I want, you know, I did the right thing to do. But man, I got a turnaround. I feel the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all feel the Holy Ghost? Man, I got joy riding up in me. Huh? No matter how it look, no matter how it feel, it don't matter because what I know. Nothing impossible with my God. Nothing impossible with my Jesus. Nothing impossible with the Holy Spirit. Nothing impossible to this world. Ah. 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 Woo, my God. Hallelujah. 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 That's your divine nature coming out of you. Now remember that statement now. Every time I operate in faith, is my divine nature coming out with no impossibility. Did you hear that? Huh? So when I speak the word in faith, there's no impossibility. I don't have to call the preacher. I'm the preacher.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
You have power. You don't have to be at church for it. You don't have anybody laying hand on you all your life. Now, when you need, if you need a hand laid on you to get your back straight, that's fine. But that's why I don't lay a hand on people a lot of times. Because they make a bunch of babies. Here they come. Lay a hand on me. I've been in church 36 years. Lay a hand on me. I really want to lay a hand on you. I really want to lay a hand on you. You'll fall too. I bet you'll fall too, because I want to lay a hand on you where you really fall, you know. Come on, sit down. Let me give you two or three points for you to go on this scripture. We'll finish reading the scripture next week on Wednesday. I want you to start taking notes now. Some notes I want you to take. You are designed by God to have ever-increasing faith. Write down, I am designed by God to have ever-increasing faith. Got it? Now listen to the next statement very carefully. I want you to ponder this and meditate this. Your faith really has no limitations. Limitation is plural. Put an S on it. You got to hear that. My faith has no limitation. I didn't say the preacher faith, did I? I didn't say the priest. I didn't say the bishop. All right? You got to know that. The next time you pray and the next time you have to speak something, you're going to be powerful, partner. Now, here's what the Lord told me for this church and for those who connected me. You have ever-increasing faith for ever-increasing help. Ever-increasing faith for ever-increasing help. In other words, my health is increasing right now.
Yes,
say it.
My health is increasing right now.
How long you supposed to live?
Years.
Good God Almighty. Now let me put this in. Faith. Favor. Favor is grace. Food. A fool. Because you ain't living no 120 years if you ain't going to eat right. You just get ready for 80. Get on out of here. Or 70. You just say what you want to say. You're not. And the body of Christ is not being taught this. The body of Christ is being taught by healing. Healing, healing. You ain't getting no 120 years with no healing. Health got to come in here somewhere. You got to come to your senses somehow to know what's robbing you.
Yeah.
What's stopping you.
Yeah.
How this toxin, how this sickness and disease getting in my body is me and the devil.
Yes, sir.
Boy, you got quiet in here now. They were shouting in here now. I got to tell you the whole truth, you know.
Yes, sir.
I'm almost through. Ever increasing faith for ever increasing health. You heard that, right? And it's presenting itself to you today to get ready. Look at Hebrews 2:4. I want you to get ready for this. I think it's Hebrews 2:4. That's what I want you to see. I want you to get ready for this. God also bearing their faith with witness.
Yes.
See, it's your faith.
Yes.
Their divine nature. that new creature would witness, both with signs. Woo! Who need a sign in their body? Who been dealing with it a long time? Signs and wonders about to hit your body. Signs. Come on, put your hand on your body. Signs and wonders about to hit my body. With divers miracles. Woo! And gifts of the Holy Ghost. That according to his own will, I'm talking about God. It's God's will that signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost manifest in your life, manifest in your body. It's God's will. But you go back to Ephesians 3:20 now, according to the power that works in us. How much we yielding? I have like precious faith. I just read that in 2 Peter. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. Even in that text, I'll get to it next Sunday or Tuesday. I've escaped corruption. I wonder if sickness, disease, is that corruption? I wonder if cancer, corruption. High blood pressure. I wonder if that's corruption. I escaped that. Let me ask you a question. When you eating, do you know what you eating produce in your cells, in your body? Do you know? I know you know the flavor. But as a pastor, I got to ask you a question. Do you know what's in what you're eating? I mean, in other words, do it help me? I like it. Oh Lord, I like it. But what's in it? I mean, after I get through eating, after the flavor gone, what's left behind? See, I'm just trying to get you where you can. I'm just trying to get you where you can think about it anyway. You know, what's in this? What's in this? But it's good. What's in it, though? Most likely, 9 out of 10 people in here put stuff in their mouth, and they don't know what the hell going down in them. And they won't go pray 3 hours. Boy, sure, quiet, we jump. That's all right. I want you to jump enough so when I get to this, you'll be with me. And you say, man, pastor, really preach. So I preach enough for when I get to this. I got 11 minutes. Ever increasing faith for ever increasing help will present itself to you today. Get ready for signs, wonders of divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost to manifest and demonstrate in your body today. Every portion of the sound of my voice, you are being operated on by a surgeon of love. His name is Jesus. He come to take back your rights. All right? All right, so don't be discouraged. Listen. The secret of health. Anybody want to know the secret of health?
Yes, sir.
All right, you said you won't know it. Is feeding your soul and your body properly.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Feeding your soul and your body properly. You just can't think about health. You have to function in health.
Yes, sir.
You just can't pray about health. You have to function in health. You just can't read about health. You have to function in health and be happy about it. Ask God, help me to do the right thing and help me to be happy about it. All right, here we go. How many of y'all say y'all are a disciple of Christ? How many disciples of Christ? Huh? The next word is discipline.
Yes, sir.
You're not a disciple if you're not disciplined.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
You either going to be divinely led or you're going to be demonically led. Write it down. I know you don't want to write it. I know you don't want to write it. You don't write it because you don't want to see that. Oh, man, I might be, I don't want to see that. No, you either divinely led or you demonically led. If you're demonically led, you'll get a demonstration from Satan. If you're divinely led, you'll get a demonstration from God. The secret of health is feeding your soul and your body properly, where your spirit can release divine life in both. I'm going to give you 9 scriptures right quick. Write them down because I'm not going to read all these scriptures. Psalm 139, verse 14, because I want y'all to do some homework. Psalm 142, 4 through 7. Psalm 143. 1 through 12. Third John 2. Beloved, I worship of all things, your prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. If your soul not prosper, you're not going to be healthy. Our text we read this morning, 2 Peter 1 through 10. And I want you to get 2 Corinthians 3 through 6. All right, so I got 7 minutes. I'm going to say some things until you take notes of whatever you can out of it. By faith, receiving, rebuking, resisting, and keeping what you have received from God through his word by resting continually, feeding on the word. Give it again now. I know you ain't got it. You're trying to cop off the other girl. And I said, what do you say? By faith. Number one, receiving. So you receive by faith. Also, that which is not in agreement with your life, of the abundant life God had provided for you, rebuke it. Faith, you take your faith and rebuke it. Resisting. In another word, I'm going to put it in you now. I'm going to put it in you now because I'll say it later on, but I want you to make sure you're here. Resting. Resting in your faith. I don't care what the numbers say. I don't care how high the pressure is. You do what you need to do. Go get checked. Go to a doctor. Get him checked out. But don't get upset about it. But just rest in faith. Just keep saying, all my numbers are proper. All my numbers are right. All my numbers are regulated. Say it. All my numbers are regulated. Right now. In Jesus' name, by faith. I don't care what they're saying on the meter. You talk to them. You tell them, I don't accept this. I got 120 years I got to be living. I ain't got time for this. And wait. Just going to pack his bag and leave your house. Wait, see, I can't stay here no more. I'm gone. He's just going to leave because you're eating right. See, we've been on all these diets for weight, just trying to lose weight. You want to look better. You know, that's what all the diets, man. Ain't been about no help. I want to be small. Maybe you ain't made to be smaller than that girl over there. So a lot of small folks sick.
That's true.
Shit. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All y'all ain't going to be the same size. Shoot. You won't be the right size on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Well, you get the right size on the inside, baby. You got it. I don't care what this frame's saying.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You're always judging people by how what side they are. Always judging people by that with your sick self. A lot of skinny people bury it. It's what's on the inside, baby. Come on, talk to me. Talk to your pastor. I got 4 minutes left. Y'all got to talk to me, John. I got 4 minutes left. Oh, man.
Come on, Pastor.
You know what you heard this morning?
Yes, sir.
We've been to glory 15 times. Y'all getting blessed back there? You think you can fight better now? The Bible said, fight the good fight of faith. Yeah, you fight receiving, rebuking, resisting, and resting. Let me read this to you. By faith, receiving, rebuking, resisting, and keeping what you receive. Ooh. And keeping what you have received from God through His Word. Resting by continually feeding on the Word. I'll make a statement. I want you to get it. Now remember this, that all healing and help cometh through your spirit. It don't come out of a bottle. Don't come out of a bag. It comes through your spirit. I'm going to say two more things to you. I'm going to give you one scripture. I want you to meditate. I'm going to explain it to you, and I want you to meditate it until we meet again, all right? All right. The word of the Lord came to me, and this is what He says. Only say what you want to happen.
Yes, sir.
Only think what you want to happen. And only believe what you want to happen. Oh, tell me, say, you're preaching, Pastor. See, only say. Don't let Satan put them words. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how many pain hit inside your neck and your back. You say what you want to happen. Only think what you want to happen. Only believe what you want to happen.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good, ain't I, attorney?
Yes, sir.
Would I win this case? Yes, sir, I win this case. I know that. I'm judging everybody right here now. Yeah. See, that's what I want you to do about your life. Now, the scripture that I want to leave with you is a scripture that had been hidden because the understanding of it has not come to the body of Christ. Apostolically this morning, I'm going to open up to you in these few minutes. I might go a few minutes over. Romans chapter 9, verse 1 is a very, very important verse. It revealed an aspect of our life that had been left out by a trick of Satan, telling us that our heart and spirit was the same thing. It's not. Strong Concordance. If you go to the Strong Concordance I got on my iPad, when I'm in the King James Strong Concordance, if I punch the word heart, if I punch the word inner man, if I punch the word soul, they're all the same. Mm-hmm. So it's some way unproperly understanding the soul make us improperly understanding our conscience, improperly understanding our imagination, improperly understanding our mind, improperly understanding emotion. And all of those territories are where Satan works. He works through your feeling. That's why the pain comes. He try to scare you. But at the same time, it's your body talking to you, telling you we need to change something. Okay? Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You can do it. You got the power. I said, look at me. You have the power to make any change that you need to make as the Holy Spirit reveals to you what you need to do. And then you got the power, because if you mess up, he's so kind. God is so kind. He gives us a word called repent. I'm sorry. Help me, Lord. I can't do this by myself. What I'm preaching you, you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. You're going to need faith. You're going to need the Holy Ghost. You're going to need to be led by the Spirit. You understand me? Yeah, this little normal religious stuff is over. Y'all got to stand up and be David and take out Goliath. Be the 2 out of the 12. 10 say we can't take it. But 2 say we're well. Caleb say we're well able. Let's go up at once. That's you. Okay. All right. Now this verse. Look what he says. I say the truth in Christ, right? I lie not. Now look what he said next. My conscience. You know what he's saying? My soul. My heart. My inner man. Also bear me witness with what? In the Holy Ghost. I was going to hold this back on you, but I believe I got to give it to you. A man came, brought me, when I need some information, in this apostolic, I'm getting way out. And God, a man brought me $1,000, but no, the $1,000 wasn't much what else he brought. He brought me a book. Book that I'm a book seeker, information. And I said, I read a little bit. Then last night I was praying in tongue, about 40 minutes. I said, let me open this book again. And in that book, I found out something I didn't know. And it's going to sound foreign to you, but I want you to have it. Talking about your soul, all right? Now you want to know the book, huh? No, you ain't getting the book right now. But you about your soul. Your conscience, write this down. My conscience is the nose of my soul. My conscience enables me to smell spiritually. And when Satan sends something stink, thank you, I know it's him. Conviction comes in my conscience. Control is in my conscience as I yield to my spirit. So this wasn't in the book. The Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, now apostolic, I want you to take it further. I said, all right, Lord, what is it? He says, your imagination is the eyes of your soul. He says to me, your will is the submission of your soul. If you're not willing, you're not submitted. That's a soul issue. So what I got to do is go to Romans 12:2, right? Renew my mind, or renew my soul so I can submit to the will of God. Let's see now, Lord. Let's see that. I got to close, y'all. Let's see that other one. Your emotion is the feeling of your soul. Your mind is the ear of your soul. Well, I'm preaching better than y'all listening. Y'all done got serious. Y'all writing now, though. I see. Y'all done got serious. See, that soul now. See, I'm going to teach you more about this. I'm going to study about it more. But the nose of your soul is your conscience. So now, write this down. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. Because I'm ready for you to have a sanctified spirit, a sanctified soul, and a sanctified body. Sanctified spirit, a sanctified soul, a sanctified body, and a sanctified life.
Yes, sir.
Sanctified health.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, y'all about to shout? And sanctified wealth.